I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
One member of the morning show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
My guess is it's Kathy, and you had to spend the night at the station because of snow once.
Ooh. Oh, so are you talking about this year recently?
Just anytime.
Anytime. Okay.
In your career.
So this year, I was not snowed into the station. I actually drove in the snow. It was not that terrible, so I was able to get into the station. But yes, I was here working during a snow day. I have, yes, actually been snowed in, I think, at, it wasn't here at B101, but where I had to stay at a hotel. And yeah, it was like a mini blizzard, I think, we got snowed in. But unfortunately, that's not the correct answer. Sorry, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right. Keep trying. You can keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We have Teresa on the line. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
I think that Bobby got broken up with via text message.
I don't know if Bobby got broken up with via text message. He probably broke up with someone via text message, don't you think?
Yeah, I could totally see him doing that. We're not working out. Goodbye.
Teresa, when he gets back, we are going to check in with him on this because I do think it's really funny, but that is not the correct answer. Sorry, Teresa.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys. I love listening to you on my way to work every day.
Thank you so much. You have a great day, too.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. So my guess is that Bobby was born in a car.
Bobby was born in a car. So many guesses about Bobby, and he's off today. Aww. Today is his birthday. Katie, I like where you're going with the guess. I do not believe that Bobby was born in a car. We will check with him when he gets back. Really good guess, but not the correct answer.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You have a great day, too. And we're going to go to our last guest for this round. Daria, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
What's your guess?
I think it's Brett, and I think he fell asleep on a train and woke up in a different city or a different stop.
Daria, there is a very strong possibility that happened.
Very strong.
Very strong. He is also not here today. He'll be back tomorrow, and we are going to double check with him, but that is not the answer we're looking for. Sorry, Daria.
Okay. All right, I'll try again at 9.
All right, you keep trying.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're going to do it again at 9:10. We've got $707. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. It's a two-parter. Who and what is it? We'll do it at 9:10. We've got $707 for the impossible question this morning. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning. Who's this?
Michael.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. What's your guess?
All right. So it's Kathy, and that you met Barack Obama.
Oh, I love your guess, Michael. I wish I met Barack Obama. I did not. I never met him.
Okay.
Sorry. That is incorrect.
No problem. All right.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We've got $707 for the impossible question. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We have Kim on the line. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your guess?
My guess is Laura and have a daughter.
Ooh, Laura, do you have a daughter?
I do not. I have two boys. Ooh. Two sons.
Oh, I thought you had a girl. Oh, okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
No daughters here. Nobody's got daughters. I have a son. You have two sons. Bobby has no kids. Brett is a kid. Let's go to Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
$707. We have one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I'm going to go Kathy was sponsored by some kind of brand.
Oh, okay. So the endorsements we do here at the radio station?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Quite a few.
I do have quite a few, which I love all of my endorsers, all of our clients here at the station. But you know what? Bobby and Laura both have sponsors as well. They have brands that sponsor them. So sorry, that is incorrect, Crystal.
No worries. All right, you guys have a great Monday.
You have a great Monday, too. All right, this is the last guest. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, how are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
It's Laura, and she got arrested.
Laura, have you ever been arrested?
Tony, I have never been arrested.
Really? In all your shenanigans?
Shocking, but never arrested.
Tony, I'm shocked too, but sorry, that is not correct.
That's okay. I'll come over with my cop uniform and I'll arrest her.
Whoa! Whoa, Tony.
It's girl day here. Do you dance too, Tony?
Yes, I do. I'm one of the chipmunks. No. Retired 20 years.
All right, Tony, stay on the line. We're going to get your phone number after, okay?
Sure.
All right. Tony, thank you. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
One of the chipmunks. He meant Chippendale.
One of the chipmunks. Tony.
Oh, all right. That means tomorrow morning it's going to be $808. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Think about your guesses, and we'll do two more rounds tomorrow morning.
And for our clip of the day, this morning we talked about how often you wash your jeans, and I found out for the very first time that our very own Bill Tafro, he washes his jeans once, he said maybe twice a year. And he also does this. Here's our clip of the day.
And I do have Febreze. Seriously, like it does help to freshen up a little bit. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. You're putting Febreze on your jeans?
Yeah, you throw, you know, just a little spritz, you know, a little spritz. Get the funk out sometimes, that's all.
Bill.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.